So we've given different reasons for the minhag of why you feed the birds on Shabbos. B'shalach, Shabbashira. We discussed the minhag of the Maharal Prague. You used to take the kids out and feed the birds, because that's what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. The kids plucked off the fruit and gave it to the birds. The Chasim Sof, the Mechazek, our Amuna, just like we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Man, so therefore we have to strengthen our Amuna. So we feed the birds on Shabbat Shira, that this like the birds get Parnassah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without much effort, so too we should be Zocha, as long as we keep the Torah and Mitzvahs. Others say the birds are always singing praise to God, but so now that we're doing it, so we might as well reward them this Shabbos. Others point out with the Man that they saved the day, that doesn't on the end try to undermine Moshe Rabbeinu. And others say the birds joined in with us to sing Shira. Those are, so that's a discussion, that's where the minute comes. And the question is, how should this be done? Are you allowed to feed birds on Shabbos? So that's a fundamental, it's a fundamental debate whether you can do it on Shabbos, Parashat Shira. Generally, you can't, we assume you can't feed animals that don't belong to you. So we see, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down that it's only mutter to feed birds that are dependent on you, mizonos of aleha. Hence, the Magen Avraham Paskins, he thinks it's a terrible practice that there, and clearly it existed because he speaks about it. The people feed the birds on Shabbos, B'shalach, Shabbos Shira, making a big mistake. Rabbi Yaakov Emden calls it a minhag shtus, and many other gedolim were against this practice. I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chafetz Chaim, and they say the Chazon Ish and the Stiper as well. So on one hand, there are many people, even though it's a prevalent custom, there are many Gedolim who opposed it. As we'll see, and there are many Gedolim who are for it. In fact, that seemed to be the minhag in Yerushalayim, against the Chazon Ish. But as well, that says the Chavis Yah and others, they say, no, you're allowed to do it here, just don't do it directly. You put it up somewhere else, on the windowsill, out on the porch. Because he says the issue of feeding undomesticated animals, only if you feed them directly. But it's 100% permitted to leave food out and the animal take it in the vicinity. Because why? Because he's saying the concern was that if you feed the animal, you might come to trap it, which is an issue of the rice of Seda. So therefore, if you just put it out nowhere, no one's around, there's no concern of Seda. The Aruch HaShulchan has a totally different reason. Because, in other words, besides giving food to the birds, so clearly they benefit. But we're doing it more, not for their benefit. It's tikkun atzma, it's tikkun hamidas. We're working on our own midas. That by feeding, we're not feeding not the same birds that saved Klal Yisrael or took the man, they're totally different birds. But we're doing, it's tikkun hamidas. We're practicing on the birds, so when it comes to human beings, we have akaras hatov. That, you know, when we know, and we even do it on inanimate objects, like on the Shabbos, covering the challah. So only here. And therefore, he says, it's tikkun hamidos. That's why we permit, it's us to feed birds on Shabbos, but you're not feeding the birds. You're working on your midos. That's why it's mutter. Others point out to Marsham. He says, it's kind of like, since it's I guess he considers it to be a mitzvah. Like, he compares it to, even though there's an Issur D'Rabbanan to dance on Shabbos and Yantiv, but for Simchas Torah, Makom Mitzvah Wameko. So too over here, even though he says it's a mitzvah, it's difficult to say it's a mitzvah. The minhag of feed, I guess if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah all the time, and maybe the mitzvah of feeding hungry birds, he means. The Tzitz Eliezer writes about the custom of Talmidei Chachamim in Yerushalayim, who used to feed the birds on Shabbos. They say Minig Yisrael Torah, and also Rav Shmuel Wasner. Also, they said he used to feed the birds. They say, aye, the Magen Avraham who was against this practice. He says, no, that only according different Achronim, Rishonim. When do we say there's an issue of feeding undomesticated animals? It's only because they can feed themselves. There's enough food around. Again, Adam, he's saying today that birds are undernourished, so therefore they fall into the same category as dogs, which are permitted to feed on Shabbat. Again, so that would be the Matzias issue, whether they are or not. So, I wanted yet many gedolim against the practice of feeding on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham of Yaakov Emden, Chazon Ish, Stiper, against this practice. On the other hand, you had Rav Wasner, Sitz Eliezer, Chav Yisrael, many others justifying the practice either because there's today birds don't have, can't get their own food, so therefore the issue doesn't apply, or the issue does apply, but you do it indirectly. Or as the Aruch HaShulchan says, Tikkun Amidas, that's why it's mutter. So therefore, there are those who want to follow the minhag, but they don't want to get into this whole debate. So they give different solutions on how to, if you want to feed the birds and fulfill the minhag without violating the Yisr. So some say you put a lot of food out on Erev Shabbos, so therefore the birds can't eat all at once. They'll come back tomorrow and knock it off, or hopefully no animals. We take it. So as long as you put it out before Shabbos, it's okay. Put it out Erev Shabbos. The Eishel Avram points out that you could have a katan do it. We don't generally have katanon do things. It's not good. Chinuch. Over here, we're not concerned. He's saying since it's going together, it's the whole ceremony of Shabbos Shira with the man and everything else. So he says you make it case where the child knows it's only the Shabbos. The Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa says you should just do it like below Kavana. In other words, well, you should have Kavana, but it should be indirect. Like you just take the table. In other words, you take the tablecloth, you may believe like you're cleaning it instead of, and you clean it outside. You throw it outside and you feed the birds. Others say, again, you know, you know, lift it off indirectly. So therefore, that so they give different eights, either to do it Erev Shabbos, put it out, or do it on Shabbos, but do it indirectly. However, they quote in the name of the Stipler, and I don't know if it's a Chazon Ish's minig, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well follows the minig. He says he feeds the birds on Yom Rishon LeParshas Yisro, the day after Parshas Bishalach. In other words, this coming Sunday, not today, not Friday, but Sunday. Why? So he says because first, I guess the stipula shita was is, first, he wanted to relive Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chayav Adam Leros Es Atzmo. So first, Bishalach is still a continuation. Shmos Ve'erabo Bishalach. And then he thinks, then after we read the Parsha, we read what happened, and now we see the bird's participation in the Shira. It's kind of like a Bercha Shevach Ve'odah. We want to do it after the fact. Not like a Bercha Samitzu, you make the Bracha before. So he says, you make the minig is you could do it on Sunday. So whichever your minig is, whether you follow the Gedolim, who say it's permitted to feed the birds on Shabbos, whether you follow the Gedolim, who say you could put it out Erev Shabbos or indirectly on Shabbos, or like the Stipler, you do it on Sunday. So whatever you follow the minig hamakom, in terms of feeding the birds on, or feeding the birds or not feeding the birds on Shabbos, Shira, Parshas Bishalach.